Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Tom Sullivan is our guest, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. Tom, tell us about the U.S. Chamber.
Well, Jim, thank you. We represent over 3 million businesses across the United States. 75% of our membership have fewer than 100 employees. And actually 90% of our membership have fewer than 10 employees. That includes about 1,200 to 2,000 local, state, and regional chambers of commerce and about 500 trade associations. So it's great to be the voice of all of those wonderful small business members up in Capitol Hill and in the White House.
So I want to move over and talk about, and that's uschamber.com, by the way, folks. I want to talk about this third topic we've got on our mind here today, Tom, and that's the Union Rights Organization Act, the PRO Act. Tell us about that and where you guys stand on this.
Well, the Protect Unions Right to Organize, which has the acronym PRO, so just to make sure folks don't think that this is a National Football League piece of legislation, it is in fact a pro-union piece of legislation, is one of the most anti-business pieces of legislation I have ever seen. It basically takes privacy that is really the sanctity of employers who want to do right by their employees, actually make a profit at the end of the day and do right by their communities, takes that privacy that is afforded to those small businesses completely out of the process.
And it's part of the foundation of our country. That ideal, that concept of privacy, goes back to the original founding of our country. Go ahead.
So not only does it do that, but Jim, I think probably your listeners may be familiar with the term AB5,
yep,
which is a union attempt to reclassify all independent contractors as employees of
giant
companies.
We've talked about it a lot on this show out in California. Yep.
Yep. Well, the Protect Right to Organize bill that just passed the House of Representatives nationalizes AB5. And so for those two reasons and many more, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce vociferously opposes the Protect Your Right to Organize Act. And we're working tirelessly to convince senators to consider this legislation dead on arrival. So that's a more attractive acronym to me, is DOA.
Yeah.
You should make sure that PRO is DOA when it comes to the Senate.
Tom, in my columns in October, where I compared the policies of Trump and Biden, I warned people that if Biden became president and if he had a full House and Senate, that the AB5 bill would become a national law. I specifically said it just like that in October, and that's come to pass. They're trying to make that come to pass, aren't they?
They are, Jim, and we're going to do everything to stop it.
What are our chances? I mean, it sounds to me like this is enough. This is egregious enough that we will have some moderate Democrats, there are one or two that are left in Washington, who will vote against this, like Manchin. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think it's a sorry state of affairs to be depending on one senator for the voice of common sense to make it through and stop some very bad policies from becoming law.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And hopefully, I mean, AB5, we need to land on that for a second here, Tom. Folks, AB5, go call anybody who's a contractor in California and ask them about what that did to the independent contractor, to the gig economy. One of the burgeoning sectors of our economy is the gig economy. AB5 guts that, doesn't it?
It does. So what I find the most offensive about AB 5 is it tries to paint a picture that a small business owner leaves a 40-hour work week to actually work 80, 90 hours to make their own small business successful. Like,
yeah.
That's the reality of small business,
yep.
Is that if you leave a corporate desk job to start your own small business, you're putting in double or triple the hours. And to insult small business owners to say, oh, no, this is really the big company just swapping off employees to get them off their benefits,
right,
is nonsense.
Well, if this had been national law 31, 32 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to start my business. Hey, Tom, thank you for being here. Good job today. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.